This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. I am Maimon Elbaz, and I'm grateful for all those that are watching this series. Stanley Shamash dedicated today's class. It should be a zchut for Ezra ben Rachel and Avim Chaim ben Bella in Gan Eden. We're going to be doing today a few Mishnayot, number 726 to 728. And again, thank you to the Shamash and Lax families for dedicating the class. It can be found in Seder Moed. And Torah Shows uses pictures and cartoons to beautify Hashem's Torah. The Mishnah is in Ervin Perk Aleph, Mishnah Gimel Dalet Hei. So how thick should the beam or post be to permit carrying in an alley? So we know that we've been learning, and if you want to be able to carry in an alleyway, so you have to make sure there's a beam and a stick, a lachi and a korah, or one or the other. So the Mishnah says, HaKorah she'amru, this beam, this cross beam that we spoke about, rechava kedei lekabel ariach. It should be wide enough to hold an ariach. V'ariach chatzi levena shashlosha tefachim. And how big is an ariach? It's a type of stone. It's half of a levena. So if a levena is 3 tefachim, then an ariach is 1.5 tefachim. Daya lekorah she'tei rechava tefach kedei lekabel ariach larkol. And you don't need the beam to be as wide as the Ariach, which is a tefach and a half, approximately 7 inches. Rather, it could be wide enough, the beam, to hold the middle of the Ariach, the tefach of it, even though it will protrude on the sides. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that you can't just have a skinny little pole there. You have to have a beam like today's 2x4s. And that's significant enough to remind people that over here in the alley you could carry, but not in the Reshut Rabim. So if you have alleys, a beam should be approximately 4 inches. Okay, that's the Korah. Here is a classic picture of a 2x4, so you get the idea of what I'm saying. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Rechava kedei lekabel ariach, ubriya kedei lekabel ariach. The Mishnah says it should be wide enough to hold an Ariach, but we said it doesn't have to cover the entire Ariach, but just enough to hold it. And the Tanna Kamma says it should be strong to be able to support the weight of a stone, of a brick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rechava Af Al Pi She'ein Abriya. Rabbi Yehuda holds it can be wide even if it's not strong enough to hold a brick. After all, bricks are pretty heavy. So Rabbi Yehuda argues that you're not really using this to make a mechitza, you're using this as a heker, a reminder for people not to carry in the street. So therefore, you don't need something that can hold the weight of a brick, but rather it should be wide enough to be able to support a brick. Okay, now the Mishnah continues, the next Mishnah. Haita shel kash o shel kanin. What if that beam is made of straw, which is very flimsy, the straw which grows under the wheat? So then, says the Mishnah, O shel kanim, or if you had it made out of sticks, ro'in ota k'ilu hi shel matachet. The Chachamim say that's okay. If you have straw or sticks that the beam is made of somehow, that would be okay. Because again, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah, that's enough of a heker to remind people that, oh, you can only carry in the alleyway and not in the Reshut Rabim. Says the Mishnah, Kuma ro'inota kilu hi fishuta. Let's say it's crooked, like sometimes you have a hanger that's bent out of shape. So the Mishnah says it's okay. We'll consider it like it's straight. Agula ro'inota kilu hi merubat. And if it's round, like in this picture, we'll consider it as if it's square. Now it's interesting that you get some geometry here. The Mishnah tells us, when you have a kol sheyesh be kefal shoshat tefachim, yesh po rochav tefach. Anytime you have a pole that's 3 tefachim in its circumference, then it's a tefach wide. So as long as you have that tefach wide, we are okay, and it would be okay if a heker to be able to carry there. Now, it's interesting that the strings that we use for an Erev with a Tzuras HaPesach is even much less than an Ariach, but it does the job. It's a heker, and also it forms a type of mechitza, and then we'd be able to carry in that area, reminding us not to carry in the Reshut Rabim, the public place.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.